Hi, this is Jeffrey Hoppe for the Crimson Circle. The materials you're about to experience were recorded with a live audience at this event. The recordings contain the full consciousness of the original channel, so you'll be able to feel the same energy as the audience. These digital recordings are not edited or altered in any way that would affect your experience. By using this material, you agree that it's for your personal use only. Please don't duplicate or copy these recordings for use by others. It's a violation of copyright laws, and more than anything, it's just not right. These materials are provided for informational purposes only and should not be relied on for medical, legal, psychiatric, or any other professional advice of any nature. So now take a few good deep breaths before you start listening. Let all of the love and the compassion of the Crimson Council angels be with you. Then sit back and enjoy this sacred experience. With blessings.
Welcome to this most special segment with Tobias. This is really our very intimate moment and a very special moment. Tobias offered that he would do a last update related to the SES sexual energy schools and that material for us before he left. So this is our very last, most special visit specific to sexual energies. I'm Linda Benyo. Jeff Hoppe is here with me, channeling Tobias. We're going to open this up to Tobias, and then we have far more questions than we can get to, but some really good questions to follow up and allow us to be even better and amazing inspirers of consciousness specific to sexual energy school. So, Tobias, when you're ready, we look forward to this most special segment on sexual energy schools. Thank you.
And so it is. We'll take a moment here and gather all of the energies of Chambra, especially Chambra who have attended the sexual energy school and of the sexual energy school teachers all over the world. As we are preparing the energy here, I invite each and every one of you to take a deep breath with me. Feel that breath as you draw it in, as it circulates in your entire body. Feel as you release it. Feel the release of any of your issues that have to do with loving yourself. Or perhaps the difficulty and the challenges of loving yourself. This is the last regular recorded session that I, Tobias, will do, the last session for any of the schools, or any of the regular discussions we're going to have. And it is certainly fitting that this would be about sexual energies. That is one of the main reasons why I wanted to come back to Earth in my next incarnation as Sam. To experience this integration of the masculine and feminine within myself, I'm not just talking about it, but I'm going to be doing it as Sam, as my next lifetime on Earth. Like you, I'll also allow myself to experience some of its challenges, some of its joys, some of its beauties. But as I start to mature more in the next year or so, I'm going to bring those aspects of masculine, feminine into me, into this physical body that I call Sam. That experience is going to be profound, life-changing. And then after that, with that energy within me, I'm going to teach. As I grow up, as I go out into the world, I'm going to teach this thing called sexual energies. because I feel it is perhaps the most important issue facing any human. Understanding the balance of all parts of themselves. Because when you truly understand the balance of masculine, feminine, and what they really are, not just the textbook definition, but the actual definition that we use in the sexual energy school. And more than that, when you go into the essence of sexual energies, understanding masculine and feminine, and really feel what they are. It's not just boy and girl, man and woman. But when you come to a true understanding of these energies, you'll also understand the duality that exists within light and dark, within what you call good and bad. You begin to understand the duality in all things. So it's not just about sexual energies, not just about the masculine, feminine, or Adam and Isis, but it's about every part of you, understanding its duality, bringing it back into unison. So it is very fitting that this would be one of my last recorded discussions. Very fitting also that I can feel the essence of the questions that so many of you have about sexual energies, based on your own experiences, based on what you've been teaching others. The one thing I'm going to ask each and every one of you is to remember to love yourself. Perhaps that is the greatest challenge for a human, because they've been so programmed into not loving themselves. You've given yourself experience of not loving yourself so that you can experience life from all sides. But it's time now to bring that love back. Yes, it does mean letting go of any of those negative concepts you've had about yourself. Letting go of all these things you have to do to make yourself perfect, or so you think. Letting go of all of these goals that are nearly unattainable. Absolutely loving yourself in this moment, in each and every moment. And please, don't do it just as a mental exercise. If you look in the mirror or you lie down on your bed and say, I love myself, I love myself. If that's just in the mental, it's going to create even a greater conflict for you, because there's a part of you that doesn't believe it. But I'm talking about actually, truly loving yourself. Everything. Not just the good. Not just saying I can love part of me, the other things I have to work on. Not saying I'll love myself when I'm less busy, or when I get through whatever chaos you happen to be going through in your life. But actually loving yourself right now, even if you're broke, even if you're having emotional issues, mental issues, let yourself love who you are right now without repairing it, without trying to correct it, without procrastinating, but doing it in this moment right now, wherever you happen to be, whatever you happen to be experiencing, absolutely love it. What does that look like? It looks like stopping right now as we speak. Your life tends to go so fast and be so very busy. Your life tends to be one of a lot of wishes and desires, a lot of goals and a lot of things you want to do, but none of those matter. You know, when you come to the end of your life, you're going to take a look back. Either while you're laying in your deathbed or when you come over to the other side, you're going to take a look back, and it's not going to be about the goals that you achieved. It's not going to be about did you accomplish more than other humans. You're going to ask yourself one question. Did I love who I was? It's going to be that simple. It's not going to be about your financial accumulation, how many classes you taught, how many people you impressed by your spirituality. It's going to be about, did you love yourself? I could tell you from experience, in my lifetimes on earth and going through my death processes, that was the one thing that came back every time I was facing death or I just crossed over. It was like a question that I had buried for myself before the lifetime ever began. And it was one of the first questions that came up when I knew that death was inevitable. Did I love myself? So I ask you right now, you don't have to die to face the question, are you loving yourself? Loving is acceptance. Loving is nurturing yourself, nurturing that body of yours. I'm not talking about coming up with all sorts of exotic diets. I'm talking about with every bite of food that you take, loving yourself. I don't care if it's meat or if it's rolled oats and honey. I don't care if it's vegetarian. I don't care if it's junk food. Are you loving yourself? Are you loving that body? Where do you think cancer comes from? When you're not loving you. And so often it affects the body. There's a cancer of the mind. There's also a cancer of the spirit. And those are other discussions Adamus will have with you. When you don't love your body, it triggers a death process that you know is cancer. When you love yourself, you do miracles with your body and your mind and your spirit. What if you talk about your body like it was your best friend? Oh yes, a few eyebrows will go up, but dear Chambra, this is the reason why you chose to be on here on earth. Setting the standard, getting out of the ordinary. Yes, shocking a few people from time to time. Not intentionally, not to steal their energy, but to wake them out of that deep sleep that they're in. You chose to come here to Earth to be a pioneer, not to hide in the pack. Not to be embarrassed when you talk about how you love yourself. Yes, people will test you. They'll wonder where you're coming from. But when they see it's genuine, I am that I am. When you can say those words and mean it, not just think it in your brain, but actually mean it, that makes the biggest difference in consciousness.
Thank you for the beauty of that. Dear Tobias, do you have any updates for us concerning the wound of Adam as you presented in the SES workshop? You said at that time that Adam was not aware of his wound yet, but that it was coming. In light of the recent massive global changes which started in banking, finance, and real estate that have been long bastions of masculine domination and a strong domain for the virus, perhaps Adam is now ready to face his wound of Adam.
Yes, and let's remember that what we call Adam, the masculine energy, is archetypical. It is symbolic. Let's talk about the energy of Adam on Earth right now. The best way to describe Adam is shock and despair, loss of hope. This energy of Adam has been so strong for so very long, and suddenly, just a few years ago, Adam started to take it on the backside. So many of the foundations and the walls and the temples, metaphorically speaking, that Adam built are coming tumbling down, and his energy doesn't understand why. It's causing him to feel a wide variety of reactions, what some of you would also call emotions. Now, the feminine energy has always been associated with what you would call more of an emotional state. So here's Adam feeling the following emotions: failure, loss of hope, anger, bitterness, blame, despair, torment, challenge, and confusion. The list could go on and on. But Adam feels like everything that he's worked for is being pulled out from underneath him. His protector energy is no longer doing its job. His defender energy isn't working anymore. Imagine, well, I actually know many of you can imagine, when all of the tools and the tricks that you've used in the past aren't working anymore. That is causing a huge emotional rise of energy within Adam, and Adam doesn't really know how to handle it. He's overwhelmed. He's overawed. And this is causing a lot of stress, a lot of confusion. But it's actually a beautiful process because it's going to cause Adam to reevaluate. Oh, he'll get angry first, as you've seen. He'll try to fight back, but his old fighting tools, metaphorically speaking, aren't going to work. So what's he going to do? He's going to come to the Isis energy. He knows that Isis knows how to handle emotion and feeling and awareness. He's going to come to Isis in his own awkward way, in his own somewhat controlling, demanding way, really trying to find out what's going on. Why isn't it working anymore? This is going to humble Adam. This is going to make him feel actually embarrassed and even angrier. But something is going to happen. And I know this because it already is. When Adam comes to Isis, confused and tormented and angry and bitter, but desperate, he's going to assume that Isis is going to use this time to beat up on him a little bit, to make him pay for his sins of the past. He's going to assume that Isis will have that smug look on her face that he's seen before, the I told you look. Now, isn't that just about the worst look that you can get from somebody? I told you so. But that's not going to happen. It's not what is happening. Isis is going to love him, is going to have compassion, is so going to welcome Adam back. It's going to bring tears to his eyes. Oh, it's almost bringing tears to my eyes as Tobias. How I would love for somebody to write this into a story. It's going to bring tears to his eyes to realize that that love has always been there, that Isis is not the adversarial partner, that Isis isn't there to make him feel smaller. Isis is not there to try to take something from him, not there to steal his energy or his power or anything else. She's going to welcome him with loving arms, and this will be, oh, such a symbolic, beautiful act. It's going to be a point of transformation for the masculine and the feminine energy. So yes, you're seeing the world is changing. And underneath it all, you can analyze all day. You can have those who write lengthy articles or lengthy books about the transformation on Earth from a spiritual or a non-spiritual standpoint. But what's happening on Earth right now is that the wound of Adam is coming out, and it is hurting, and he can't put it away anymore. He can't pretend it's not there. He can't go to battle to try to forget about it. So he comes to Isis. That's where we're at right now. A flurry of emotions and feelings and the final acceptance. That's going to happen. But it happens within you first. It doesn't happen between the bear and the deer and the elephants and the lions. It happens within you. Your own masculine. On its hands and knees. Humbled, asking for forgiveness, wounded and angry. Comes to your feminine energy because it doesn't know what to do. Your feminine energy says, I love you. I am you. How could I do anything other than to look at you and to love you because you are me? Thank you.
Thank you. There seems to be a significant connection between the sexual energy material and, of course, the aspectology material. Could you please address this?
Yes, absolutely. It's very simple. The original aspects were masculine and feminine. So this was the beginning of creating of aspects. When we talk about in our Journey of the Angel School, we talk about when the outer self went out to express and to experience. The inner self went out for a deep inner look. This outer self had the natural gift of being able to create aspects, and that's what it did right away. The aspect of it's your masculine and feminine energy. So it's absolutely related, and ever since, you've been creating aspects. You've been putting out parts and pieces of yourself. Why? In order to express your spirit. How else do you do it? By constantly expanding, by constantly creating aspects that are there to serve you, and recognizing that there's many who have been wounded who are wanted to come back home now, to be integrated. And remember, you'll continue to create aspects. You don't stop doing that, but they remain integrated, what you would call healthy, balanced aspects. So absolutely, the place that the aspect energy works at the deepest and sometimes the most traumatic level has to do with the SES, with your masculine and feminine, with throwing off the balance of some of these aspects of yours. They're completely, they work hand in hand with each other. When you love yourself and provide the space for the integration of the original aspects, the masculine, feminine, that sets up the whole energy, the whole process, then that allows it to be easier to integrate your other aspects. So indeed, they work hand in hand. Just like death and birth are really almost the exact same energies, with just less than 1 degree of difference between their energy. You could say the same is true about aspectology and SES. They're almost exactly the same, but it's that 1 degree of difference that makes both of them worthy of discussing.
Does it facilitate integrating aspects to do the SES first?
I would say that there is a deeper understanding, but I want to be very cautious here in making this statement, because there's going to be the tendency to set up rules and to say, you must do this before you do that. What happens there is, again, you go mental. It's the SES, it's the virus at work, getting you mental rather than getting you into who you really are. So let's not create hard and fast rules, but let me say, if I was going to be taking the courses, which there's a very good chance I will be, I am going to be taking SES first.
A lot of people have had a problem with the fact that the class was called was related to sexual abuse, when so many people that would benefit from this class don't perceive of themselves as sexually abused. Do you have any insights or anything you want to share about that issue?
Absolutely. And there was a point where Calder wanted to change the name of this school, and I did have to intervene, which I rarely do. It was chosen very deliberately. First of all, sex is a common thing for nearly every human and most other species. It is a natural and beautiful thing, but its energies have been distorted. You say the word sex and everybody gets uncomfortable and perhaps even a bit sweaty. They shouldn't. You should be able to say sex. You should be able to talk about masculine and feminine and Aaliyah and touching yourself. So very deliberately I've asked that word be in there. Because there's people that say that they don't have any sexual issues or there hasn't been abuse, but I have yet to meet a human face to face in all my lifetimes on earth, and I've yet to see very many from my perspective on the other side that haven't had an abuse that eventually comes back into their sexual life. It could be a psychic abuse, but then it still comes back sexually, doesn't it? It all takes away from loving yourself. So therefore, anybody who doesn't totally love themselves is undergoing a type of abuse. And it has its seat in sexuality. And it takes away from the human's interpersonal sexual relationship. Sex, remember, sex is not just about the body. Sex is in the mind. Sex is in the spirit. Relationship with yourself isn't just in your physical body, it's in every part of you. So therefore, yes, absolutely, it is about sexual energies. And no matter what people say or do, just that title touches them, touches something in them. It wasn't placed there to try to attract a lot of people. It was put there to touch a very, very core issue.
Actually, the suggestion was, why didn't we call it the Tobias School of Self-Love, Reuniting the Masculine and Feminine?
That's far too long. Because it comes a point, too, in these titles where it becomes intellectual or mental, and sexual, either one of those terms, is not at all. It touches emotions when you say it. It touches it very, very quickly. So, yes, indeed, it has been my adamant desire to have this remain called the Sexual Energy School. Don't be embarrassed about it. Don't run from it. Obviously, it's going to raise a few eyebrows, but what a perfect opportunity to talk about what is involved in this, your own experience, and about loving yourself.
Last question, and there were several questions related to this. Based on what you said just before and the questions that were asked, is it possible to really actually end the sexual energy virus? And the comment you made earlier would lead one to believe that this virus doesn't have an end to it, so to speak.
Well, the virus is in consciousness. It's dotted all over the matrix, and as we've talked about before, it is very sneaky. It goes in and out of consciousness and appearance. Yet it's everywhere in the world around you. It's affected the animal kingdom, and it's affected nature itself because it's so much a part of human nature. So, in answer to your question, absolutely. If you're loving yourself, truly loving yourself, the virus has nothing to feed on, nothing. If you're loving yourself, nobody else can feed on you. You don't need to take energy from another person. You become self-sustaining. Not only that, but you become a vessel to bring in new energy. New energy is a concept you talk about and you think about, but it's been mostly intellectual. It's very difficult for new energy to make its way into your reality and to integrate with you if there are all these blockages, all these things that aren't working. So, in answer to the question, absolutely, if you're loving yourself, you won't have sexual energy virus in your life. There's nothing there. It won't even see you or won't even notice you. So many of you went to the class or worked with Aaliyah for a few weeks or maybe a month and then gave up. You stopped working with it. That's like saying, I tried to love myself and it didn't quite work, so I'll stop doing it. It's every breath you take. It's every moment that you live. It's breaking old patterns. It's not going to necessarily happen overnight. And oddly enough, it doesn't happen with struggling or discipline. It happens with acceptance. So don't even worry about, are we going to eradicate this virus from Earth? It doesn't matter. It's about, are you loving yourself? Are you enjoying life? Are you here because you love it? Are you able to manifest at your heart's desire into your life? Are you here in joy? Or are you just taking up space on earth in that physical body, trying to get through another lifetime, thinking that you'll figure it all out when you get to the other side? I'm sorry to say, the sexual energy virus is on the other side as well, in the near earth realms. And there is just a small percentage of humans who come to the other side who really get enlightenment. Most of the ones who cross over and wander in the near earth realms never do get the answers, never do get all the pieces of the puzzle put back together. So it is they who then have to race back to earth thinking the answer must be back here. That's what causes the cycles of incarnations, one after the other, repeating the same mistakes, repeating the same processes, repeating the same consciousness. You, Shambra, you who are listening to this, made a conscious decision, whether it was in this lifetime or another, to break out of those cycles. And now you're doing it. You're releasing a lot of old energy. And you're finally encountering the biggest challenge that you will ever, ever, ever have as a human on earth. Loving yourself. And with that, I thank you for our journey together. I thank you for working together with me and the others in the Crimson Council to bring SES to Earth. Don't stop now. Don't stop loving yourself. Don't stop wanting to share this with the others. Don't go mental on me, trying to figure out the answer. The answer is right there. It's at your hands. It's at your feet. It's in your heart. The answer is loving yourself. And so it is.
And so it is.